This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season. From MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I'm Rob J, serving as your guest host tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. We are here this evening to remember the life of former Jackson State head basketball coach Andy Stoglin. Coach Stoglin was an incredible, incredible coach, and we have some of the people that Coach Stoglin worked with, who we coached with, who played with Coach Stoglin, and we are so happy to have these gentlemen on with us. We'll be talking with assistant coach Eric Struthers at that time with Jackson State. Also, we'll be talking with former player Robert Carter, John Taylor. We hope to have Lindsey Hunter on with us this evening, and Craig Charles. But first of all, guys, thank you so much. Sorry we had to assemble on this occasion, but first off, I just want to give a little background of Coach Stoglin. He coached at JSU for 14 seasons. He led Jackson State to two NCAA tournament appearances, one trip to the NIT in which Jackson State beat UConn. I was there at that game. Three regular season SWAC titles, three SWAC tournament championships. He was named Coach of the Year three times, and he passed away a couple of weeks ago, and we remember Coach Stoglin. I want to start first with Coach Struthers. Coach, you worked with Coach Stoglin for many years. Just talk about what he meant to you as a coach, and now you are coaching at Tupelo, very successful at Tupelo. So what did Coach Stoglin mean to you during that time?
Well, Coach Stoglin is my mentor, the guy that really got me into coaching. When I was playing overseas, he called me, asked me to come back and coach. And really, he really asked me to come back and take care of the dorm situation, which when I left, you know, the dorm was pretty good. But then we had, you know, I left guys like John Taylor. I left guys like Godfrey Thompson and George Wright. I left them in charge, but they got together. They was terrorizing and doing things in the dorm. So Coach Stoglin asked me to come back and kind of clean up the dorm situation. And you know, I was one of the captains. Me and Rob was co-captain during that time. So I was able to come back and try to clean up the dorm situation. And then after that, I got my experience as coaching. And Coach has taught me a lot about coaching and taught me a lot about how to treat people.
And guys, feel free to jump in. John Taylor, Robert Carter, Craig, feel free to jump in and tell us what was it like playing under Coach Stoglin during that time?
Well, for myself, I remember coaches being a constant optimist, a true, I guess you could say, student of the game. It wasn't a time where you couldn't find Coach Stoglin in a gym. You know, he just loved basketball. And like I said, he helped me tremendously. Once he got there, I was there 2 years prior, up under a prior coach prior, and played for him for 2 years, and was able to win a championship. And he was one of the most positive people that I ever met in my entire life. And that's one of the biggest things that I always remember about him. Coach was a person that didn't break you down, like most coaches do, and try to build you back up. He met you where you was at, and he just tried to build you up. He's never heard anything negative from him, at least during my tenure. But that's one of the main things I wanted to get across and say that he was a very good man.
Yeah. I want to piggyback. I'm John Taylor. I want to piggyback on Rob said. You know, we got most coaches these days. Coach is one of those guys that always found the best in his players. You know, no matter how, you know, how bad the situation was, he bragged on the players and he just, you know, he grew them. I mean, he took a bunch of guys with different backgrounds and he made us champions. I mean, we wasn't the most talented group that believed in us. You know what they call the money games now? We played those games and we played those games and win those games. And we was, you know, that's what level he actually put us in. So, you know, we give a lot to Coach. I mean, he grew us as players, but not only players, he wanted us to be great men, great fathers, and great leaders into the community. He always, like Strugger said, he brought him in because he had a bunch of knuckleheads playing at the time. But, you know, we had meetings at midnight where he would come over and say, hey, guys, you guys won't be here if you do wrong, if you don't get on the right track. So I remember those meetings at midnight where he had to come in as a coach and not only be a coach, but be a father, because you had so many players with different backgrounds. And like I said, he didn't believe in getting rid of players. You know, he just coached them and he coached them to his best abilities and he grew them. So, you know, that's Coach Stockton for you. I just remember him bringing the best out of each and every all of us.
Great.
Man, y'all pretty much covered everything I was gonna say, man. Like I said, Coach Stockton, man, he really was a teacher to me. You know, he taught a lot about the game. He taught me a lot about life. You know, so that would made me a better player. You know, he got close to him, man, especially when at nighttime, you know, what was the funny part about it, when he used to come over there and creep over there and make sure you up at the curfew, you know, make sure you're in the dorm at curfew time. And I know I got busted a couple times. But like I said, man, he's one of the greatest guys, the greatest coach, the greatest father, I mean, that you can ever ask for, man. I mean, he's one of the best, man. I can't put it into words, but he's one of the best coaches I ever had.
Absolutely. And like I was saying, leading off, I got to WLBT in 1991, and Jackson State's basketball team, they went to the NIT, I think it was 93, 94, and Lindsey Hunter, who joins us now, was on that team. And I got to tell you guys this, when I was there, every sheet that they had at UConn, they had the next team on the sheet, and they just crossed it out and put Jackson State on it. So they had UConn versus Southwest Missouri, and they just crossed it out and wrote JSU on it so they could save some paper because they knew that was the next game. So with Lindsey and Ryan Lothridge and Godfrey Thompson, all these guys went there to Storrs, Connecticut and beat them. So Lindsey, what did that – tell me about going into that game or your memory of Coach Stockton.
Well, I just remember, man, Coach Stogg had always prepared us to play against anybody. We always felt like that team was better than most mid-major teams in the country. We weren't intimidated by anybody. You know, that season we played Kansas to a standstill. You know, we beat every other mid-major school that we basically played. We beat Tulane at Tulane. They were top 15 in the country. So going to UConn for us was just another game. Now they looked at it as, you know, we were like, you know, some step overs, but we looked at it as we were supposed to win. And Coach Stockton put that belief in all of us that we felt like no matter who we were playing, we were supposed to win. And we honestly had that belief. And I just remember going into those games, listening to his pregame talks, how inspired we all were, you know, and we walked into that game feeling like we were the better team. And we walked in most games that year feeling like we were the better team. And we, most of the time, we proved it.
Wow. Well, Coach Strutt, how were you guys able to recruit such good players like Lindsey and Godfrey and all these guys? How did that happen?
Well, Stockton was a great recruiter, man. I mean, he's up in heaven right now, you know, talking with Steptoe and Mr. Hunter. They having a good time saying, I can coach pros and everything. Coach Stockton has had a knack of finding good players, but he had a knack of developing us as a person. And as a player, man, he had that knack of saying he believed what he said. If he said something, he believed it. So once he believed it, then we started believing. And when we all believed in Stockton and what he said and how he carried himself, and just the passion and the passion that he coached with every day. Not a day did he take off from coaching us or telling us to try to do the right thing. And I remember one statement he said, it in the, and we was playing in the play-in game my senior year. He said, "If you see me fighting the bear, help the bear." And that'll always stick with me.
But again, guys, like I said, feel free to jump in and share your memory of Coach Stogland. We are remembering the life of Coach Andy Stogland. I always thought that he was underrated in Mississippi. He was just a winner. To me, and being at the TV station, Coach Stogland was a winner, and that's why they sent me to UConn, to Storrs, Connecticut, to follow Jackson State during that time. So, you know, like I said, guys, just feel free to share your memory.
Well, I'm going to step in again. Well, you know, Coach was a real strong tactician. Like I said, he just loved basketball so much that, you know, he always was coming up with new offenses to run. Yeah. He was, you know, like I say, he stayed in that film room. He stayed in the gym. You know, it was just like, once again, like John said, our initial team, we weren't that talented. I mean, we had the addition of Lindsey that first year in 1991. And we had John Taylor to come in as a true freshman or whatever stuff. Godfrey Thompson, true freshman, Dave Simmons. And they added that to a team that was picked just one team above the bottom of the conference. And once again, based off of his leadership and his direction or whatever and stuff, we were able to come together as a unit with all those new pieces and push through it and win the conference regular season championship plus the tournament, the SWAC tournament. And we haven't done that in 35 years, ever since that was done then. And everything. It was just a remarkable feat. And I think that was the only time that happened, right? At Jackson State. You know, as far as basketball is concerned, men's basketball. And so like I said, it's just a testament that Coach was always able to mold whatever players that he had and turn them into an instant threat against anybody. You know.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
And then, you know, when you look back at that time, Lindsey, of course, was picked in the first round of the 93 draft, I believe. That hadn't happened. That was so amazing that that happened for Jackson State. So, Lindsey, how did Coach Stogland have a hand in that happening for you?
Well, I mean, you know, of course, I give a lot of credit to Coach Stogland for my development, the player, the person that I became, and just for him preparing me. I remember when they called me and I was invited to go to Michael Jordan's basketball camp that summer before my senior year. And, you know, Coach told me, hey, this is what's expected of you. Go up there. There's going to be a lot of top college players there. You guys are going to get to play against them. And this is the time you measure yourself. And I had no idea that I was being sent off to, you know, play against Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and B.J. Armstrong and Kendall Gill. But that was a time that really showed me that I belonged there. And that kind of catapulted me into my senior year of working a little harder, pushing myself harder. And I'll never forget when Coach Stoglin came up to me and said to me, dude, you belong. Like, you belong with those guys.
Okay.
And that really kind of helped me push myself over the top.
So, guys, what was it like? Was he, did Coach Stoglin give you the green light? Did he just say, you know, if you're open, take it? Or what was that like, you know, playing under him? Was he like, don't you know, what kind of coach was he when it came time to?
He never told me not to shoot. I don't know about the other guys. He never told me not to shoot.
Well, for me, it was 2 feet in, bro.
Your pencil lands in 30 shots. Just pencil lands in 30 shots and you go over and go over. I don't know how many you two did. 48 shots in Kansas. Against Kansas. No, he just told us. No, he didn't. You know, he coached
that on you, John.
Yeah, he coached a certain way. He just let us play the game. Yep. You know, he ran plays. He didn't say who don't shoot. He just say play the game. Go out there, play hard, and be the best you can be.
Right.
And you know, and it starts in coaching. I mean, if your practices be so hard, you know what you can do. His practices, you know what you was able to do
right
during the game. Right. And nobody got out of character. Because
right.
At the end of the day, his teams is a little different than a lot of other teams. Now, we just wanted to win the game.
And, exactly.
And that's what he put in there. We were just wanting to win the game. It wasn't nobody wanted to outshine anybody. We just played the game. We wanted to be, like I told you from the start, we just wanted to be champions.
And to add to John, man, we had so many non-egos that, you know, I look back at it and I see, you know, being in coaching and dealing with a lot of kids, that was a rarity for a team to have that much success and not have that many egos. Our egos were in check, and guys did their jobs. If it was your time to score, you scored. If it was your time to make a play for your teammate, you made a play for your teammate. And Coach Stoglin instilled that in all of us.
Wow. So let me ask you guys this. So I guess with Coach Struthers, Coach, what was it like to coach so many talented guys like that? Like Lindsay just said, no egos, none of that. Was it difficult or was it easy to coach guys like that?
Man, doing these ties right now, it's so difficult, man. The coach and Lindsay know it's just so tough to coach now. You got egos, you got guys that, you know, don't care about your teammates. It's so difficult to put teams together. Like, this was our starting five my senior year. And we didn't have no problem. I'm thinking a couple times me and Lindsay had a problem. And Lindsay just told me like this, say, Strut, I'm going to shoot till I make, and then I'm going to shoot till I miss. And that was his motto. And that's what he did. And you know what I say? I said, well, I'm going to rebound your misses, and that's how I'm going to score my points. So we just all came to a common ground, and we made the best of what we had. And, you know, John was the catalyst. He was the point guard. You know, he spread it out as much as he could, you know, but he did what he had to do to make us win. And he was the engine to make us go.
Yeah.
And when it came to playing big schools, I know I think Rob mentioned it, John mentioned it, and Lindsay mentioned it. You guys were not intimidated when it came to playing big schools. I know you guys, I think Lindsay said you expected to win. How was that instilled in you, you know, under this coaching staff?
Well, I'm going to tell you something now. Only one team we couldn't handle, that was Arkansas.
I think
that's what Coach, that was his blueprint. That's where he come from. Them guys, we tried to play a certain style they played, and it just didn't work. But that was the only team that I can remember we losing by 30 or 40. But everybody else, we was in the game. And I just think it's because of coaching. Like Strutt said, we always had five on the floor that knew their role. And I'm going to tell you something. Those pregame speeches, I mean, that's some stuff that you'd never forget. And, you know, he had assistant coaches. He had Giles. He had those guys who had great game plans. But, you know, but it's not what we did per se on the court. It's what we did off the court, man. We was close, man. Them 5 o'clock in the morning runs and as a team, everybody wanted to be number one. And I mean, it's, you know, that's what they think basketball. They taught us basketball don't start on the court. It starts off the court and what you do. Right. And that's what we had. So, you know, we was mentally prepared for those games.
Wow. And like you were saying, you know, you're mentally prepared for those games. And I talked to a former player, and he said that Coach Stoglin just threw you guys in the fire with these big schools, and that was something that didn't bother you at all, you know, playing.
Hey, Lindy, tell him we were down there with the Fab Five in Hawaii. I mean, we was the teams. I mean, you know, you look at our team. We was down there with the Fab Five. We was beating all the big mid-major teams, and we played the Kansases. The two lanes. We didn't play to lose. We played to win those games. You know those money games. You know we didn't get the calls. So those games we played, that we won, we should have won by 30 and 40. Exactly. we beat Memphis in the pyramid. Yep. I mean, you look at some of our track records. We beat Memphis in the pyramid. You know. And so we want some big games, guys.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsey, Coach Strutt, you guys went on to become head coaches. Did you take any of Coach Stoglin's style to your coaching style when you coached?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was at Valley, Coach Stoglin would come down every other week just to sit in practice, just to sit and talk and – you know, I would pick his mind. And even when I was in the NBA coaching, I would call him constantly just to get ideas and just to see how he processed different things, man. He was a wealth of knowledge, man. And I could sit up and talk basketball with him forever. And we did on a lot of occasions. And I always accredit him to, you know, how I coach, how I process the game, how I look at things now, because he's one of the few coaches that I've met, and I took this from him. I watched him create an offense for the style of players that he had. And that's one thing that I say, you know, he's one of the best at doing, and I, you know, adopted that for myself. I always look at the type of players I got and say, well, you know, I have to create something for him. You just can't go by the book all the time when you have certain type of players, and he was magnificent at that.
Wow.
Yeah, Rob J, I tell you what, when I took over and I started coaching at Tougaloo, he would drive 3 hours, Rob, just to watch my practice, man. Yep. And he was on a crutch, and he'll have his pen and paper out, and he'll sit there and watch me practice. And then after practice, he'll sit down with me for an hour and just tell me the things I was doing wrong, how I need to approach this, how I need to approach that. But the biggest thing, he said, Coach, be yourself. And that's the big thing I took from Coach Stoglin. He didn't take the personalities from the players. He let players play. And he told me, say, Coach, leave your players alone and let them play. I didn't bother y'all, and you shouldn't bother them. So he gave me a lot of experience. Definitely my success in the last 2 years is a lot to do with him.
Wow.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
And Coach Coghlan really must have meant a lot to you guys for joining us here tonight to just remember him. And like I said, with me, you know, at the TV station in Jackson, it was they always wanted to cover the other school, you know, right. Talking about. But Coach Coghlan would win, and Jackson State would win and win and win. I just think he went unnoticed to a degree, man, because he was just a winner. Jackson State was a winner under Coach Coghlan, and that's what I will always remember, that he was coach of the year 3 times. And I really do believe that Southern University got that high bid because of Jackson State that year.
That was definitely the case.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember watching them and thinking to myself, we should have been the team playing in the NCAA tournament that year. And had that been us, we probably would have been Sweet 16 or Elite Eight.
Wow. Wow. But I was told that you were sick that game.
I think Connecticut did something to us because a lot of us were sick. I was sick. Gigi was sick. I don't know who else, but we all were kind of under the weather after we came back from Connecticut. You know, we country boys. We wasn't used to that weather up there in Connecticut. I didn't even have a coat.
But, man, I think that was the most remarkable game I had ever seen, Jackson State being in Storrs, Connecticut. It was, what, maybe the 3 or 4 Jackson State fans there? And it was, oh, man. and when they went up, I distinctly remember they went up and it was 30-19 or something like that. And I was like, man, that's an ugly score. That looks like a blowout, but you guys came back, beat them in overtime, and you could hear a pin drop in there, man.
Rob, the funny thing about that game, and John can tell you, we never felt like we were out of a game or we like we felt like, hey, this is a regular game for us. We're going to go ahead and do what we have to do, handle our business. And we did that. Like, it was nothing special to us.
Was that the most memorable game under Coach Coghlan for you guys, or was there another one?
Tulane. We beat Tulane. It was 15th in the country. They had the posse that year. And I think I think Lindsey Hahn was broke because I scored 29 that game. So he let me take some shots. but that was one of my most favorable games. We beat Tulane, and Tulane was ranked like 15th in the country. But every game we played, well, it was a big game because we was Jackson State. You know, we had, you know, everybody knew who we were. Mm-hmm. You know, like I say, even going back to my freshman, when we had Eric and Big Rob. Everybody, we walked in the gym, you know, the gyms were sold out. It wasn't, you know, so they know who we were back in the days.
He's calling it right, especially when we played inside the state of Mississippi during that 1991 year. Man, we had those SWAC champion Jackson State football players. They were lining the way for us. We would come out, man. Those gyms at Alcorn and Valley would be rocking.
Yeah. Sold out.
Wow. So how did Coach Coghlan approach playing in the SWAC, playing teams in the SWAC, going to their arenas? Because now the SWAC schools, they've kind of beat up their arenas, they improved the bottom. But when you guys played, you know, they had the rubber floor at Valley, they had the rubber floor at Alcorn. How did he approach, you know, going on the road playing those teams in the SWAC?
Well, he always let you know, and of course, me and Strett had a little bit more experience, you know, early on, that, you know, about, you know, like I said, that wet floor at Valley and Alcorn, and how they would turn, you know, that you get up on them, they turn the lights off on you, you know. You know. Coach, the main thing, like John had said earlier, Coach always had us prepared. You know, through film study, through our practices or whatever and stuff, we always knew what to expect when we showed up. And that was the biggest thing. It was, you know, like I said, you knew it was coming your way. All you had to do was just go out there and be loose and play, you know?
Wow. Well, guys, I mean, this is wonderful, man, to remember Coach Stoglin. Like I said, he was always accommodating to me. The entire coaching staff was accommodating to me. And that's why you would, to get that, you get positive publicity from a coach. And he was, man, win, lose, draw, whatever, he never neglected an interview. And Coach Strutt is like that now, even at Tougaloo. So is that something that, I guess, handling the media, was that something also that he talked about to you guys?
Well, yeah, he taught us a lot of things, Rob, but, you know, that's one of the things he taught us, how to handle the media. He was always positive with the media. He never was negative. I remember when they was turning on Coach, and he always stayed positive. He never was negative. And that's one thing about him, and I'm going to always remember him because he just had that great spirit about him, Rob. I mean, he just had that winning spirit, and he just had a great spirit. And he loved us. He actually loved every last one of us. And he just talked to us about getting to the next level, you know what I'm saying, and just doing the right thing. And I'm carrying that on to Tougaloo. I mean, you just can, you know, just him just getting in his car, driving 3 hours every other day just to come to my practice and watch. I mean, that's how much love he had. So, you know, he did the same for Lindsey when he was coaching. So just the love that he had for our guys, it just shows that his passing, it touched so many guys. It touched so many. This is our starting five by 1991 year. But just think about all he coached for 14 years at Jack State. Just think about all the guys that he's touched. And he left a legacy. He really did. He left a really good legacy there. Here in Jackson and Jackson State, and I love him for that.
Rob, I got to spend some time with him the last 3 or 4 years, last 7 years. He spoke at my daughter's basketball banquet. He did her camp. I mean, just he was around not only us, you know, he affected our families as well. I mean, you know, so I got to spend a lot of time with him the last 6, 7 years. Because he was at, I think, the Strutt can tell you, the Mid-South. He started a basketball program in Arkansas. I actually got a chance to go over there and talk to his players. And, you know, in his latter years, he could still, you know, like Strutt said, he get around in a cane, barely get around. But he was still a support cast to talk to young people and mentor them and tell them, you know, how he always tell you the ball one day will stop bouncing. But how do you want to be remembered? And pretty much he told us, hey, the only thing you're ever going to be remembered is by your name and how you carry yourself. And that stuck with me and a lot of his players. So, and like I said, man, this call is deserving. We got a lot of guys out there that love Stoglin, the Godfrey, the GG, the Ryan Lodgers, the Terry Hardens, all these guys. I mean, they're taking it very hard because he's actually because we won the best. You know, we won the most talented, one of the most smartest guys. But he always talked about each and every one of us saying we were the best.
Right.
Regardless of what talent you was, he said you was the best. He's going to get the most out of you. So this is a hard pill to swallow for this group, Rob. And, you know, his name is going to carry a long ways because he's affected so many people. And not only us, the university. You know, like Strutt said right now, I don't know why it would be a problem to have it at Jackson State. He brought championships to Jackson State. He grew men. He created NBA players, you know, successful coaches, successful guys that got great careers. And I think that's only right. I mean, this is a conversation, you know, after the fact. But, hey, I some things I just don't understand. Somebody leave that kind of legacy, Rob.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Well, guys, I really appreciate you joining us. I really appreciate Tiger Talk with 1400 Club asking me to be a part of this. I admired Coach Stoglin when I was a reporter. I really did. I admire the team. I admire you guys. You guys have gone on to be very, very successful. Coach Strutt, John, Robert, Craig, Lindsay, all you guys, man, have been very successful. And I really, really appreciate you letting me be a part of this. Before we go, anything else you like to say about Coach Stoglin as we close out?
Well, I want to say, first of all, just thank you to Tiger Talk for allowing us the opportunity to express some of this and, you know, just bringing home that, you know, once again, that Jack State Tiger love. And, you know, like I say, all these guys here, you too, Rob J, I love y'all all. You know, y'all all been a part of my life. We, you know, made some history together. And I appreciate y'all. I appreciate Coach. You just don't know how much I love and appreciated Coach Stoglin. I hope I did him justice with speaking tonight or whatever. But you know, that's it.
Right?
Yeah, I do want to say, man, he's going to be well missed, man. One of the best coaches I've known. I mean, by teaching, fatherhood, whatever, man, he's going to be well missed. So I just want to let you know, man, thanks for inviting me on the Tiger Talk show. And we're going to be, he's going to be well missed, man. So love you, Coach Stoglin.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, guys, Rob, again for having us, man. Tiger Talk. We really, really enjoyed it, man. Hopefully we can get together all again. Don't have to be these moments for us to get together.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah. I want to thank Corey also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank you, Rob J, and thank Tiger Talk. And just thank you for just remembering Coach Stoglin, because he meant so much to all of us and all his players. So we really enjoyed talking, and we just really enjoyed Tiger Talk just having us on, and we appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much, guys. Best of luck in your future, in your career. You guys doing a great, great job, Coach Strutt. Hey, nobody can beat you, man. Nobody.
I wouldn't say that too fast.
Man, but the way you have, you know, the way you have taken Tugaloo and continued to move them up, man, that is remarkable. And
I appreciate that, Rob.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you guys, I've admired you playing, and I really, really thank you for joining us tonight. And I want to thank Corey as well. Thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you, Corey. All
right. Thank y'all, guys. All right.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.